We are learning Masechta Sukkah that Tezvavam Beis, but we're starting from the Mishnah on Tezvavam Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakaro Sukhasoi Bishapudim Oy Baruch HaSamita. We know, we learned in the Mishnah before, that to make Schach has to be Gedulei Min HaAretz, has to grow from the ground, and it can't be a Mekabel Tumah, it can't be a Keli. So here we're going to show examples of Kelim that are not kosher. So if you use Shpudim, which are spears, metal, even if it's a spear, it's Mekabel Tumah. Or from pieces of a bed, we'll see like the side of a bed, we'll see about that on the Gemara. So now these are pasul schach. In yesh revach b'neim, if there's an equal amount in between them, k'maysam, k'shera, you can fill it up with kosher schach and it's kosher. So it seems like if you have exactly half kosher schach and half pasul schach, it's kosher. Here we're talking about the schach is not 4 tefachim wide, so it's not pasul as 4 tefachim wide schach, it's less, as it's 1 tefach wide, but you have to have an equal amount. 1 tefach pasul sukkah and 1 tefach kosher, 1 tefach kosher, 1 tefach pasul, so on and so forth. Yes, revach b'nei k'maizim k'sheira. Another halacha, chayta b'gadosh, you have this big pile of tvua, of grain, and you make you chisel a hole in it, in like straw, you don't have to chisel, just easy to dig a hole in it, then becomes a sukkah. Last, a sukkah, in a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. And the reason is because the you didn't make a roof. You just made walls, basically. And now you have a sukkah, and that's not called making a wall a shame itself. Zok the Gemara. The first Gemara is in handle. That the Mishnah said, if yesh revach b'neim k'moisam, if it's exact amount in between, you put kosher sach there, it's kosher. So frek the Gemara kasha. Let me have the tuf to Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua. Let me a kasha on Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua. There's a famous machlokes when it comes to walls. The itmar, parutz ka'imet. If you have a wall that the opening is the same amount as how much is closed, enclosed with the wall. Rav Papa ama mutter, Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua ama asa. Rav Papa says, Paretz k'oimid is good, it's just as good as Paretz like oimid meruba, just like you have more enclosed than opening, that's good. Exactly 50-50 is good also. Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua ama no, asa is not good. So here we see 50-50 of kasha shach and pasul shach is enough shach. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua. What does the Mishnah mean by you left enough space that I could fit the shpudim in between them berevach, with like enough room to go in and out, which means it's slightly more than the each piece of schach was 2 tvachim. This is 2.1. The opening is 2.1 tvachim. So you fill it up with kosher schach. What's going to happen is you're going to have more schach kosher schach pasul. Because the openings in between, when it says k'moisam, means berevach. It was enough to put in k'moisam easily. You don't have to push it in. So a little more space. Great thing about a kasha on top of a base, but efshel tzamtzeim. The way Rashi learns the kasha is that the Mishnah says k'moisam. And we're saying k'moisam means berevach. But so maybe it means k'moisam is exactly the same amount. Because the efshel tzamtzeim is possible to make exact. Every opening is exactly 2 tfach, not 2.1. So it says k'moisam. So efshel tzamtzeim. So now how do you have more schach? Rav Amir, Yitaka made it a little more. Yitaka made it a little bigger. Rav Amar, I feel the tamish in the madif. Even if you make it a little bigger, it's possible that you have more schach kosher. Why? In my noistim shesi, if the pasul schach was put vertically, then noistim erev, you put it then horizontally. Erev, if it was put horizontally, noistim shesi, you put it vertically, which means it goes the opposite way. You put it perpendicular to each other, it goes the opposite way. And therefore, the schach is on top of it. If the schach is leaning on top of the pasul schach, you automatically have more kosher schach than pasul schach. Are you going to ask me, so what? So Rashi's mashma, that's mevatel the schach under it. We have more kosher schach, so the schach under it comes batel, and you have more kosher schach, and it's mixed together, so more kosher schach over pasul wins, and that's why you have more kosher schach. Tosis asks that Rashi himself said before, by the Gemara of Chavdan, that the only time it works if you have more kosher schach, if it's mixed together. It's not nicker. And here, l'chair, it's very nicker, the two layers, it's very nicker, each one by itself, the metal and the kosher schach. So the Kavanah Sano answers that what Rashi means over here, bittel, doesn't mean with bittel b'roiv. It means, since there's more schach and it's holding up the schach, we look at it as it's a tuffel to the schach, it's subordinate to the schach. It's just a way of like beams to hold it up, and therefore it's more schach kosher than schach pasul. So that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The first teretz is a madif, a little bigger, that's the most schach kosher. And teretz number two is, it's on top, and therefore it's a vatel bottom. So that's Rashi's pshat.
Isn't it absurd because it's kapotum,
so what's the problem?
That's holding up the schach.
So that's right. So that's not a problem here. It's more. It's a mevatelet, so it's not a problem. Also, that's not a problem. Al kaponim, you're asking, that's maimed, you're asking. Yeah, they're not worried about that over here. So now, there's two.
Stam, that's no problem.
What?
Stam, that's no problem. We're talking about what happened in the
night. No, the maimed is that if it would stand up without it, then it'll be fine. So it could be the cases that it could be here without it. It just punked, it's on top of it. It'll be able to be held up without it. It doesn't need it. Now, Pesach has a few kasha and rash. First of all, one kasha was a bitl pshat. Also, a madif. You don't like the terrace, the Mara's shaka batari. Mara says, he has room. Mara says, what do you mean? Efshel Samson. Mara says, oh, I made it bigger. Like, make up your, like, we knew that. We said that's a problem, because kamaisa means exact. So what's Mara's terrace and madif? Your Tosafot doesn't like that. Tosafot has a different gear than the Gemara. And the Gemara's kasha is va'i efshel et Samson. The Gemara's kasha is a different way of learning. The Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara's tarets was that I was that when kamaisam always has room, but the Gemara's kash is he actually samsem is impossible to fill it up enough schach that you should have more. How you know if you have more? You fill up a schach, maybe be a few air pockets. It's not more. So one tarets is a madif. If you added a lot of schach until it was like piling up, so you know for sure you filled it up. Tarets number two is you put it the opposite direction. You put it the opposite direction. You for sure filled up that space. So really, if you tarets, the tarets is that there's more space because nichnas v'yotze. The question was, how do you make sure you have more schach? Two terutzim, either put a lot of schach, or you put it the other direction, therefore you filled up that space for sure, because it went the other direction, if you sure filled up that space. That's a Tosafot learning the Gemara, a whole different way of learning the Gemara. So what the Gemara writes, Aruchah Samita. It says, one of the cases of Makava Tumah is Aruchah Samita, which means parts of a bed. And the question really is that part of a bed is not a bed, so why is it Makava Tumah? So maybe it's a raya, lemon siyele, or of Ami Bar Tavyami. The Amar of Ami Bar Tavyami, Sicha Bevloy Kalim. If you made a schach out of kalim, which are like our clothing, we'll see, it's clothing that are pieces of clothing, which are not really makabatum by itself. But since it came from a piece of clothing, it's a gzeira, the rabbanon, that you shouldn't use it as schach. That's what Rav Ami Bar Tavyami says. Sich of loy kalim, used pieces of clothing, psula. So it's a riot. It's a riot to that man the yama. Because here, it's a piece of a bed. It's the beam of a bed, and it's kosher. So the Gemara says, no. Because Amar Rav Chanan and Amar Rebbe, that here, we're talking about something that can be called a keli by itself. But Arucha of a Shtei Karam, it's the side of a bed, and it's two legs. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, that could be used by itself, by putting it next to a wall, and it can be used as a bed by itself, even without the rest of the bed. Or B'Ksar of a Shtei Karam, or the side of the bed that's by the head or by the feet, with its two legs. That's what Rav Chanan said in a different case. Hachinami here in our Mr. One case, Aruchah v'shtei kara'am, Ksara v'shtei kara'am, do we have the side of a bed with its two legs, or the Ksara v'shtei kara'am? Now, what's the case that Rav Chanan said as halacha? Heichi itva de Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. Ahadatana, this following Mishnah. The Mishnah Kalim says that mita, a bed, is only metama, it's only called a keli when it's together. Metama chavila, only when it's a one piece is a metama. Umitares, if it becomes tummy, the only way to metare it is chavila, when it's a one piece. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. B'chomer no, metama evarim, it can become tummy even when it's pieces. Umitares evarim, and then when it becomes tummy, to metare it, also you can metare it in pieces. Mind you, what type of pieces could become tummy? Om Rav Chan, here's Rav Chan says Allah, Om Rav Chan Om Rabbi, Aruchah v'shtei karam, either the side of the bed with two legs, or Ketzara, or the front or the back of the bed v'shtei karam, two legs. So Mara says, my chazia, that's what we're waiting for. What's a chazia for? Why is it a keli? So Mara says, l'mismechenu aguda. You could put it next to a wall, and then put another beam in between that and the wall, and lean it on the wall. V'lemesiv alayu. So I'm taking the word l'mesiv alayu. U'mishta ashli. You could string some strings on it, and then put a match on top of it. It could be used as a bed. You don't need an entire frame of a bed. This is enough of a frame that I can make it work and become a bed. By putting it next to a wall and putting it attaching it to the wall with some beams, then you can use it. Therefore, it's a kabbalatumah. So back to our Mishnah is a rukas mitzvah kabbalatumah. What's the case? The side with two legs or the front with two legs? It's not a keli. Yeah, we're going in this case that it's called a keli. But the Gemara said, first of all, it's a raya to Rav Tavyami. The Gemara to Rav Ami Bar Tavyami, that sicha v'loy keilim is psulos, and it's not a raya. But it reminds me of passing like that, Madi Yamav, just not a raya from here, that somebody that came from a keili, and now use mischach, it's not a raya, but even though we pass like that. And here the case is that the bed is enough to be a keili.